Donegal are through to the quarter-final as group winners following a hard-earned but deserved win over Meath at Power Tolton. Just a point separated the teams at the final whistle, 110 to 12 points. But it means that Donegal will have the all-important advantage at home in their quarter-final in a fortnight's time. The key score of the game came in the 8th minute when Niamh Hegarty took advantage of some complacency in the Meath defence to hammer the ball into the back of the Meath net. Donegal were trailing at the time by 2 points to no score and hadn't really looked like getting into the game as Meath dominated those early stages. But boosted by the goal, Donegal went on to take a commanding lead. Suzanne White added a point from a free. Niamh Hegarty got her second score of the game, her first point, making it 1-2 to 2 points. And then Katie Long also found the range, making it 1-3 to 2 points after 16 minutes. And Meath didn't score again till a half a minute later. Emma Duggan with a brilliant point from play, making it a one-score game, 1-3 to 3 points midway through the first half. But the next 2 points went to Donegal. Suzanne White with a point from a free and Niamh Hegarty from play, leaving it 1-5 to 3 points after 20 minutes. And Donegal looking pretty good at that stage. They still led by 1-6 to 6 points at half time and got the first score of the second half, again through Niamh Hegarty, who impressed throughout. That left it 1-7 to 6. Vicky Wall then scored for Meath to narrow the gap to just the goal, and when Emma Duggan pointed a free, there was just 1 point separating the teams. But Donegal went away again. Suzanne White pointed, and although Niamh O'Sullivan replied it for Meath and Emma Duggan made it a 1 point game after 13 minutes, Vicky Wall equalised for Meath just past the three quarter stage of the game. But Donegal stayed composed and calm, and Suzanne White added a point from a free after 20 minutes. And then Karen Guthrie, with a point from a free on the right wing, made it a 2 point game, 110 to 11 points. Although Meath got the last score of the game, Donegal held firm in the end. There was some controversy at the end when Meath did score a goal through Maeve Byrne with 5 minutes remaining, but the referee disallowed it for square infringement. We presume that's what it was for anyway. But Donegal, both teams of course stay in the championship. Donegal will have home advantage against one of the teams that finished second in the group. The draw is about to be made now as we speak. That'll be on social media platforms quite shortly. But Donegal supporters, and there were quite a few here in Power Tolton this evening, they'll be happiest travelling home. A 1 point victory for the visitors to Power Tolton on a final scoreline of Donegal 1 goal and 10 points, Meath 12 points.